Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Dallas County Auditor, Todd Halber. And Todd, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Good morning. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. And well, we got some great things to talk about. First of all, I know this is something you kind of talked about at the supervisors meeting, is the I Voted sticker design contest. This is the first annual one happening here for Dallas County. And so why don't you explain kind of what's happening, just unveil kind of the details about it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we brought back the I Voted sticker just casually, I guess, for our special election that we just had here this last week. But then we also kicked off the I Voted sticker contest design, which then allows our youth, which are sixth graders, seventh graders, and eighth graders, to actually design that sticker for our upcoming November City School general election. And the theme, I guess, or the requirement is that design has to include I Voted and then a theme from either Dallas County or the state of Iowa.
Okay, awesome. And so, yeah, so this is, like you said, sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. These kids can be like in public schools, private schools. How does that work?
Correct. Any public school, private school, homeschool, or just more specifically, Dallas County residents. So for some reason, could be a possibility here that if they live in Dallas County, but was a part of another school outside of the county, their participation is welcome as well.
Awesome. And then talk about, I guess, how long does this run towards? Like, when is the deadline for kids to get this in?
So we kicked it off this last Monday. So the submission timeframe is from this last Monday through April 7th. And then what we're going to do then is close it out on April 7th at 4:30 p.m. And then what will allow it to happen then is we'll take all those submissions, and there won't be any names or anything associated with it. And then our county employees of over 300 plus employees will have 3 days to vote on their top submissions. We'll narrow that group down to our top six finalists. And then once we have that, we'll post that to our website. And then all of the public can vote for their favorite I Voted sticker for Dallas County.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So more information to come with that. So yeah, really appreciate it and hope all the kids can get involved. And I mean, what are you really, I guess, looking forward to about the designs, or how has the reception been so far, would you say?
We've had a great reception, very positive. I think it just brings back a little bit of connectivity with our youth, having them a part of the election process in a different creative way as far as them designing a sticker, but then also them maybe coming to our elections webpage, maybe picking up some information about elections. And then it's just really not about the sticker. It's about that connection and conversation with our youth. So with our, you know, with youth to parents, grandparents, in that type of conversation, maybe a part of their conversation is the design of it, their theme of what elections means to them, and getting input maybe from their parents or grandparents or older people. So I think it's a great way for us to introduce them to the election process. And then hopefully that transitions to them being voters, you know, when they're 18.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I think this is a great idea to kind of get kids involved. And like you said, really thinking about that since they're not old enough yet to
right.
vote. Awesome. Well, really looking forward to that. So make sure you sign up. Actually, one more thing. Where can people find the flyer or the information to sign up?
Correct. So they can go to the Dallas County webpage, and then it's on a banner also just under, you know, our Dallas County webpage. But under elections, they can also find that has the submission, online submission. If you want to do a paper drop off, you can print those forms off and deliver it to our office as well. And then so those submissions will all be either dropped off to us physically or through the online submission.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the Dallas County Auditor, Todd Halber. Now, Todd, we'll transition. We'll talk more about your job responsibilities. I know, obviously, you're newly elected. So first of all, can you kind of just go over what your job responsibilities are, maybe how they differ from other county auditors? Yeah.
So, you know, the big one, I guess people really think about the auditor's office is elections, and it's the auditor. And the other title that comes with that is Commissioner of Elections. So we run city elections, school elections, federal, state, county elections. And so we just had my first special election that happened this last Tuesday. And now we're going to get ready for the city school election that's going to come up here in November. So we work with the cities for nomination papers and all that process to get everybody on the ballot. and then run the elections for them. So that's the, you know, a big part of the auditor's role. But I think it's really called the hub of government because we touch a lot of different pieces of the puzzle, whether or not that's real estate, whether or not that's the budget for the county, collecting the budgets and so forth for cities and schools and the county. And then also really the auditing piece that comes with the payroll and the accounts payable of it. So I would say that those are the bigger pieces of the puzzle, I guess, and then other things with it. But you had mentioned, how does that compare with maybe Green or
Guthrie
as well? Our office is maybe just a little bit bigger, I guess, in size. The county is one of the fastest growing in the state. So with that becomes, you know, some growing pains, I guess, with personnel and so forth. But we're in the right spot for that. So it differs a little bit in personnel, probably. And then we also have different department heads that maybe take over and help us out with maybe some of the HR functions, finance and operations functions that may differ a little bit from Green or Guthrie.
Awesome. Well, thanks for answering that. And talk about maybe what kind of election security measures are in place here for Dallas County.
Election integrity is, you know, top of, you know, the topic of every election, obviously. You know, Julia Helm, the prior auditor, has work closely with our vendors for vendor security of not only the tabulators, but also the poll books and everything else. Also put in, you know, a really good team and network with the Department of Management and their IT emergency management. So it's a real team effort on all levels. It just isn't just about maybe one software thing, but it's a collective group because we have 39 polling locations that cover 46 precincts.
Wow.
With that comes 5 to 7, you know, poll workers per site. Mm-hmm. So coordination of that, security of those, it's not just the auditor's office and the stuff that goes on within our office, but out there in the field as well. So it takes a real good team effort within Dallas County and making those connections with emergency management, AJ Seeley, obviously the sheriff's department is involved. And then our software team or our IT team is very involved in that as well.
Absolutely. And again, you talked about, you referenced that Dallas County, one of the fastest growing ones in the state. So do you see with that an increase maybe in satellite election locations in the near future? Talk about maybe what purpose does having satellite locations mean for voters?
So I just mentioned we have 39 polling locations, which covers, some of those have 2 precincts in there. The satellites obviously offer some availability outside of those polling locations. And so that is petitioned by, you know, the county residents on who wants and how many that they want. And we're open to that, accessible to voters. I think it was very successful this last go round. What it does is it just allows, you know, a day where you don't have to come to the auditor's office in Adel. We'll put those throughout the county, wherever those deemed to be.
Awesome. Thank you for going over all that information. Again, we've been speaking here with the Dallas County Auditor, Todd Halber. And Todd, really appreciate you sharing the information about the first annual I Voted sticker contest. Again, that's open for 6th through 8th graders here in Dallas County. So really looking forward to seeing what designs are out there. Again, that rolls on through April 7th. And then thanks for talking a little bit about your job and more going on here in the county.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.